Bilspadia is compensated for commercial and nonprofit appearances. The opinion of the hosts, callers, and guests on this program are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
.609 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Yes, I am back. Back with you this morning till 10 o'clock. I want to thank the Parks Casino for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. All right, we got a busy Friday for you today. We'll have our veteran check-in after the 9 o'clock news with combat veteran Michael Bohl, head of New Jersey's Veteran Network. And, of course, after the 8:30 news, Blue Friday, special honorees today. But first, Eric, it's Friday.
Yay.
Again, I still live in the world of two working days till Monday. So today is day two of my journey through this weekend. But I come up for air on Sunday, and I'm hoping it's going to be a nice day.
I think Saturday is the better of the 2 days. Sunday is maybe slightly warmer, but some clouds. I mean, I'm looking forward to yard work on Saturday, and I think we're either playing tennis or pickleball on Sunday. I don't know which, but
I don't think it's going to rain, though.
I don't.
Dan's not here. I don't really know what the weather is. So
right?
that's the challenge. I have no idea what I'm walking into.
Yeah, I think we could see a shower tonight, but I think that's it. And then I think by Tuesday or Wednesday, it's supposed to be 80 degrees.
Yeah, I'm ready for that. I think I'm ready for summer. I threw a jacket on yesterday to head up to New York, and it's the same challenge with everything. I left early enough that I was super early. And like today I'm going to try to time it better, but I'm like, I don't know, if I wait a half hour, I could end up being, white knuckle in traffic trying to get there running late. It's so impossible to tell.
I love being early.
Yeah, I'm rarely early. I'm usually walking in as things are starting. So it was odd for me. Everyone's like, "Oh, you're here early." I'm like, I know. I budgeted 2.5 hours to get here. It took me 1 hour and 35 minutes, which wasn't bad on a Thursday. Today, we'll see.
Yeah.
But now, will you watch the splashdown tonight?
I will.
Of Artemis?
Yeah. Yep, I will. I understand why you have objections to the cost, and it isn't cheap, but I've been a space nerd since I was a kid. So, I love watching that stuff. It's really cool. I'm obsessed with it.
I was slightly concerned listening to First News where the report was effectively NASA is, I'm kind of ad-libbing a little here, but this was basically what they said: we're pretty confident in the heat shields. I'm like,
well, that's
pretty confident.
Good.
I'm thinking if I'm sitting in that tin can, I'm like, NASA, can we repeat that? I would like to be 100% confident in the heat shields. Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
I can't even imagine that. You've seen movies, right, where the reentry and just the... I did a middle school science project, and I won the blue ribbon. On the space shuttle's heat tiles. And I remember it like it was yesterday. They were primarily coated in borosilicate glass.
Wait, hold on. How old were you?
I was middle school. So
you were like seventh grade?
Seventh, eighth grade, something like that.
Talking about what?
Borosilicate glass is
Even know what that is now.
It was primarily the coating that was on the outside of these tiles. And somehow, I have no idea how, but my father was able to get me some.
Really?
And it comes in a liquid.
Yeah.
So I took pieces of styrofoam, and I painted them black, and then I coated them in the glass, and I had a Bunsen burner with this big flame on it and did this whole thing about holding this tile over this Bunsen burner and see it doesn't burn. Wow. And, you know, could you imagine doing that in school now?
No, you'd never be able to do it now.
The open flame.
So basically you made it, and then you experienced the heat. It must have been so hot, though.
It was, but it didn't burn.
Do they still have Bunsen burners in school?
I have no idea. I don't think my kids ever did those types of things. But
Producer Thomas is giving me a thumbs up that they do.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he had one. I don't know. But he went to school in the sticks somewhere. He's giving me a face. You know, Hunterdon County. It's not like, I don't think they allow those things in certain areas. I don't know.
Yeah, it was crazy. I was a nerd and an athlete at the same time. Nobody knew what to do with me in school because
Eric, they don't know what to do with you.
Well, that is a fair point. That is a fair point. I've never quite outgrown that.
Oh my God! So
you started it.
Yeah. Tonight, I don't know. I'm hosting. I'm in for Finerty on Newsmax tonight, and the show starts at 8, so we're live 8 to 9. And we were talking about it last night. I'm like, well, what time is Splashdown? Because we're thinking that could blow up half the show, depending on their timing. I think it's like 8:07.
It's after 8 o'clock. Yeah,
right. It's like right. They're supposed to enter the atmosphere, right before 8. And then Splashdown is at 8. I don't know how long. Apparently, they enter somewhere near Hawaii over, and then they come across and will hit in near San Diego Bay, which is very cool.
Hmm.
So I told my son, I'm like, you got to listen for the sonic boom. Apparently, you're going to hear the boom when they come through.
Right.
Because they're traveling at like, 20,000 miles an hour or something?
Yeah, I mean,
crazy.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. But that's only on the West Coast, right?
Right. Well, I'm saying 8 o'clock our time.
Yeah, 8 o'clock our time. But your son will probably hear it in San Diego, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's going to be, like I said, you guys will be there. Like, you'll be, everybody's leaving work when this thing is going to be coming through. So I don't know if they're going to see anything. I don't know. Does it have a fire streak? I have no idea. I'm not a science guy.
It'll have like a chemtrail.
Yeah.
You know, coming down off. You could see that when the space shuttle was landing as well, you know, but the space shuttle physically was bigger. So I don't know how much you'll actually see of this.
I don't know. Pretty cool. All right. So question, are you going to watch this live tonight? So about 8 o'clock Eastern, I'm sure I'll be covering it live on Newsmax tonight, but, you know, I don't know. I think it is pretty cool. I have, as Eric pointed out, I give you the practical answer to this, that I don't like the distraction of a moon circling while we're at war with so many things going on. I think the things like this do serve as a distraction. I also get why I got a lot of pushback when I said this earlier in the week, that a lot of people think this is so cool, inspire young people to get into science, etc. But where my brain goes is I've got a thread full of conspiracy theories on people thinking that because of the technology today, that they are doubting whether we were actually on the moon 50 years ago. So I wanted to ask you this morning, as we prepare for Artemis II to re-enter the atmosphere, splash down in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of San Diego, what's a conspiracy theory that that you've had, or maybe that this has rekindled? And are you one of those that thinks there's no way we landed on the moon 50 years ago? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 617 is the time. Traffic and weather next.
From Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's weather to traffic that explains what's happening, a powerful local newsroom and conversations you actually care about, New Jersey 101.5 keeps you informed, entertained, and connected all day long.
Fine. Thank you, Jill Myra, for being as excited about the 41, right? It's good news. I don't think your mic was on for that woo.
Oh, no, I purposely made sure it was.
Now, I got to ask you. So it's been 3 days, and I feel like now it's appropriate.
It's been 3 days?
That I've observed something, and I now want to point it out. The stirrer that you hold in your hand like a cigarette. Now, did you smoke? Because I did. So I'm watching that, and I'm kind of wanting a cigarette right now. You never smoked?
No, never. I hate it.
Really?
Yeah, because I had nodules.
You're holding that like a cigarette.
I love to hold it like a cigarette.
And you're puffing on it.
They have this, and I especially do it when I'm drinking. If I'm like, you know, at a bar. Like,
you never smoked coffee, when you were drinking?
No.
Wasn't that the whole thing? People were like, oh, I only smoke when I drink.
Exactly. I even, like, I like to tap it, like I'm, like, flicking the ashes.
You have you have cigarette smoking envy.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Like, I'll shoot pool and I'll, like, actually have it, like, on one side while I'm using
both
hands.
Get down a whole rabbit hole on the fact that you shoot pool, but that, we'll stick with the stirrer cigarette for now.
Yeah.
It's just a habit?
It's a habit, and I think that's why smokers smoke. It's just like, you know, people love, like, making coffee. They love the whole routine of prepping the beans and all that. People like smoking. They like going
outside. It's also tasty.
Side smoking.
Yeah.
Or,
well, I haven't smoked in so many years, but I loved it. I would have a cigarette with coffee in the morning.
And I just think it looks sexy, too. You know, it's like...
It's a cool look.
When you blow the smoke away from somebody's face, you know, like, so it doesn't get in their face. Like, I used to love watching the TV show Mad Men.
Yeah. Well, they all smoke. I mean, I'm old enough to remember... when you could smoke on a plane.
Yeah.
The last, like, four rows.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, think about that. But then, of course, classic big corporate scam. They lowered the number of filters once they got rid of the smoking. So the truth is, your recycled air. I have been on planes where it's stale and gross.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bring the smoking back. That was at least a little pleasant. I never minded that.
Smokers get addicted to the breathing in and out, and it's it's meditation, really. That's what happens, but then you get addicted to the nicotine,
it becomes
unfortunately.
And the other thing is, too, American cigarettes, a lot of chemicals. The cigarettes are different in Europe, just like the food.
Yeah.
It's different. So that's a habit that I miss every once in a while.
Mm. And the reason you noticed it is because now I've been whitening my teeth. So I have to drink my coffee and tea.
Is that what you're
straw.
Doing?
That's why.
But that's not a straw. That's like it's a stirrer. So you are like fighting
straw.
To get liquid into your mouth.
It goes into the back. Of course, I'm going to get wrinkles around my lips now. And I need Botox.
You've got the what are what the kids do
the
with
sippy
their
cup?
No, with their Instagram posts when they purse their lips a little bit, right?
Oh, that's yeah, what that little fishy
you're ready
kiss.
For that. The fish face, whatever the hell they do. All right. What was I talking about? Oh, I know. Artemis is coming down. I can give you either side of this argument. The first side of the argument is, I think we're spending too much money. It's a total distraction. I don't like it. The other side is, pretty cool. Sent a crew into space, circled the moon. But it did get me thinking. I say this in a serious way. I understand why people now challenge the historical discussion of whether or not we landed men on the moon in 1969, given the incredible science behind the moon moving around the Earth, the spaceship having to move around the moon. I mean, the precise engineering and math that it took, it would not surprise me if somebody told me years from now, by the way, that was just a story because we were in a race with the Russians, couldn't let them get ahead. And by the way, I'd be okay if they made up that story just to beat the Russians. All right, Frank, you'll be first. Other side of the news next, 6:20. 6:37 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey. Taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So I say this all seriousness. If somebody comes to you a couple years from now and say, hey, by the way, we didn't really land on the moon in 1969. We were just in a race with the Russians. After everything we've been through with the government, my guess is most of you would say, yeah, okay. I kind of thought that, but I was afraid to say anything because I didn't want to look like a tinfoil hat wearing lunatic. But that said, I don't buy any of the wacky conspiracies out there. No, the Earth is not flat. Yes, there's a moon. And I think it is an impressive feat of technology that we could take a metal ship and send it around the moon, given the math problem and the engineering problem of the moon orbiting us and that ship trying to get around the moon is incredible. And now the splashdown today, I think about the health and safety of those four astronauts. And, you know, I'm all in favor. I just don't think that it's unreasonable to question 50 years ago. Frank in Central Jersey, good morning. What's going on, Frank?
Hi, Bill and Eric. You know what you just said is so true. Question. That's how society continues. Our educations continue. Always question things. Mm-hmm. Knowledge is power. I'll be 72 years old.
Yeah.
I've been a space enthusiast forever. I can remember very young.
Yeah, you and Eric.
Florida, Driving, coming home from Florida, and my father surprised us by taking us to the Kennedy Space Center for a tour. And as a young boy, I was mesmerized. I believe in the space program. I support it. Hopefully someday my little granddaughter, who's now six, will. I tell her all the time, I look at the TV, Ellie, you're going to Mars someday.
Look, she may end up living on Mars.
I
love what Elon Musk is talking about. I think this is a great idea for progress. So where were you when we landed on the moon, reportedly?
When we landed on the moon, I was laying on my living room floor. My mother woke us up, and I laid there with head in hands, mesmerized by them landing on the moon and Neil Armstrong taking the first steps, my mom crying.
Yeah.
It was exciting. I remember vividly the Columbia disaster.
Yeah.
The Challenger going up. I was actually sitting on the living room floor with my two young baby twins, watching the Challenger go up and the disaster. I remember vividly putting my hands over my young boy's eyes so they wouldn't see what was happening. It's an incredible program. I'm glad NASA's doing it. I don't know if I would trust Elon Musk's technology and getting us to the moon and back. Only NASA can do things like this.
I don't buy that, Frank. I mean, I get what you're saying, and I love the history, and I think a lot of folks, I think we're seeing this. There's a real generational shift happening, and I'm in an interesting spot at 57 because people younger than me are the biggest skeptics. When I throw this out there saying, do you think the government could have lied to us 50 years ago? If you're under the age of 50, you're more likely to say, yeah, they probably did lie. If you're older than me, you're likely to be mad at me for even saying it. Like, what the hell's wrong with you? You must hate America. So it's interesting to me because I'm with you. Like, I remember, I mean, the Columbia disaster, right? It broke apart on reentry, with seven astronauts killed, the Challenger exploding. These are real lives that were lost. And that was a punch to American pride when things like that go wrong. My concern is that sometimes we don't get our priorities straight. And I'm hugely concerned, Frank, moving forward. It was a different world, back 50 years ago. We had a race with the Russians. We had the Cold War going on. We were afraid that we were going to get into a hot war and be nuked. And, it was a different time. And there was pride in America, almost an unquestioning pride among a lot of people. Now you kind of see everything, and it's almost like we have too much information, and it's too easy to be a skeptic. So I'm not trying to rain on it, but I want to be truthful.
No, I understand. No, you're right. And like I said, knowledge is power. And you know something, these things, we're going to be better by these things. And all I can say is Godspeed, integrity, and bring our boys and lady home safely.
There you go.
I'll urge you, Bill, go to Cape Kennedy, take a VIP tour of the place. It's only like $200 for a complete tour of the place. You get lunch with an astronaut. You go into a simulator of a shuttle and actually
feel
the actual liftoff.
Really?
You got to do it, Bill.
All right. I love it.
It will improve your view of NASA.
I'll tell you this, Frank. That's something that when I, God willing, have grandkids someday, that's a trip I would absolutely love to take. Frank, I hear the pride in your voice, and I appreciate it, and appreciate you. Have a great weekend. Thanks for joining the conversation. All right. It's 6:42. So serious question. If you're under the age of 50, and I say something like, would you be surprised if all of a sudden you learn 10 years from now, they kind of lied to us 50 years ago. Does that sound like a wacky conspiracy theory? Seriously, after what we went through during COVID? I don't think it does. I feel like it's the right question to ask. My concern always is when you question something, because I'm old enough to remember challenging the efficacy of masks and refusing to wear one and being shamed for that and having to readjust my entire life, buying an RV, for God's sakes, so I could take my kid to school because I refused the theater of the mask because I knew they were lying. And then refusing the jab and having the fights with my kid's doctor and all the things we went through. And then you find out, here we are 6 years later, they did lie. They did lie. So we were in a cold war with the Russians. We were trying to beat them to the moon. You're telling me it's not beyond the pale for the government to have said back then, look, we just got to put guys on the moon. We just got to do it. And that's it. It's national security. It's the future of the country. I'm going to go so far to say, and I don't know if there's any conspiracy theory out there that agrees at this point, if they lied about it, I'm okay with that. I would support that. I am fully aware of the need for government to position our country against our adversaries. And if that means every once in a while you got to fake it, lie about it, that's okay with me. So my question to you is, would you be surprised if we found out later that they lied back in 1969? I am saying today, I believe what I see. And I have no doubt that we have the most successful space program out there. I also know we're competing with the Chinese on this whole lunar expedition. So I'm very happy about the Artemis mission, except to say I don't like the money that we're spending. I do believe we could have done this through tax credits and grants with Elon Musk and had SpaceX get to do this mission privately. That would have been a better way to go. Personal opinion. My question to you is, what has been something that you really believed and you found out was bogus? Did it shatter you? And I, serious question, would you be surprised if someday you find out that they lied about it in 69? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 6:45 is the time. Traffic and weather next.
Your news, your state, your station. Get breaking news, traffic, weather, and alerts on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Sponsored by Hackensack Meridian Health.
Five. All right, it is 6:53. So, I mean this sincerely. I think that there is a healthy dose of skepticism that is required for any government project. And our board op, Kathy, reminded me of the great movie Wag the Dog. Kathy, that was funny. Those clips are really funny. Wag the Dog, where... was it Robert De Niro, Dustin Hoffman? They made up a war.
They fabricated a war in Albania to distract voters from a presidential sex scandal.
Right. Now, no one would have any issue believing that. Like, oh. So I asked producer Thomas about this, and I think I'm right. Actually, producer Thomas, if you don't mind, just come in for a second. He had a great theory.
I never thought of that. That made a lot of sense.
So, Thomas, you are not yet 30. You're not even close to 30.
I'm not even halfway there.
You're not even halfway there.
No.
Oh, my God. Your brain is still developing.
I know. My frontal lobe.
So, yeah, that's good, though. It's good. It's only upward from here.
Wait a minute. He's more than halfway there. If he wasn't halfway there, he'd be 14 years old.
I think we were thinking in terms of 20s. Between 20 yeah. and
okay.
30.
Okay, just clarifying.
A fair point.
He's not 14.
He's not 14. So, yes, you are more than halfway there,
yes.
But you are not halfway through the decade of your 20s.
We're thinking the same thing, me and you.
Right? I think like that. I said this. I actually had a friend, never talked to me again. He turned 35, and I'm like, hey, you're closer to 40 than 30 now. Done. Because a lot of people don't like getting older. I love it. I completely embrace it. But I break with a lot of my... I'm not a boomer. I'm a... What am I? X?
We are Gen X.
We're
Gen X. The coolest generation.
Great generation.
You, like, right, me, Jill.
So yeah. I'm on the border, right? Yeah. So that means my older friends get annoyed when I bring things up like, don't you question everything?
Yeah.
And they're like, no, America, mm-hmm. right? But younger folks, they don't believe anything.
Yes.
So you had a funny thought when I mentioned the moon landing. Your Stanley Kubrick idea.
Yes, Kubrick in 69, obviously, we supposedly landed on the moon. I'm not going to say yes or no, but the year prior to that, Kubrick came out with an all-time classic, 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Great film.
Amazing movie.
Yeah.
Which had crazy imagery of space and crazy imagery of what the Earth looks like from standing on the moon. And Bill, we had no clue
what it looked like
standing on the moon and looking at the Earth. No clue. Kubrick just made it up. And that's what it looked like on the moon.
It's pretty amazing, right?
Yes.
So if I said to you, if they uncovered the files, they released the JFK files, the moon landing and Area 51, and it turned out they did lie, you would be like, yeah, no kidding. How about your friends, though? Your peer group of people?
It's think the same way. It's like, we don't believe much.
Really? You know? What? Your sister? She's older, right?
Yeah, she's older.
She believe it?
I don't know her exact thoughts on that.
Doesn't care.
I'm a little wishy-washy on Area 51. I don't know about that.
Well, I don't buy the whole alien thing at all.
But the moon landing, I could totally buy, without a doubt.
Right. I feel the same way. Mm-hmm. So see that? So that's the question for you. I think it breaks along ages. If the younger you are, the more skeptical you are of the government, which I think is a positive development. But on the other side, my question to you is, would you be surprised if they told you that it didn't really happen? And does it... Or does it annoy you that, you know, you don't want to have to challenge everything? Because I sometimes feel that way in my thread on social media. I'm like, oh, God, I got to deal with every conspiracy that's out there. Not just because some conspiracy theories come true doesn't mean they're all true. Let's just leave it at that. My original theory was we did land on the moon, but they screwed up the photography. So they had to come back and reshoot everything because they're like, well, they're never going to believe we went there because all the photographs are destroyed because of the radiation and this and that. They're like, no one's going to buy it because, you know, pick or it didn't happen. So they came back and they recreated it. Now that I could absolutely believe. How about you? What's your favorite conspiracy theory out there that you still buy into? 1-800-283-101.5, 657. Eric Scott with your news next.
When severe weather strikes, New Jersey 101.5 is your trusted source, providing critical alerts you can count on. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers, Ultimate Collision, and Meyer and DePew.
.709 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you at 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. I want to thank the Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook app for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. All right, we'll jump right back in. Jan and Rockaway, you want to weigh in? Let me just set the table on this first, because I'm going to get a lot of groans and grunts from a lot of folks that are my age and older. I'm not saying, Jen, that I don't believe we went to the moon in 1969. What I am saying is, if you told me our government lied about it and we didn't do it and it was all a stage in order to compete with the Russians, I would be very quick to say, oh, no shock. How about you?
I think half the people, okay, probably more than that, already feel that way, that it was just almost impossible. But the theory wasn't, I remember it vividly. The theory was that there was a flag blowing when he put the flag on the moon.
Yeah, that was
weird.
And
it was blowing in the wind. And somebody said, there's no breeze on the moon. So this theory has been around for an awful long time. And I don't know how they debunked that, if they talked about solar winds or something weird. But I remember that was the big theory.
Yeah, I remember
that. How did that even happen? And then there was a movie made, Bill. It was called Capricorn 1.
I remember. Yeah, Capricorn 7, wasn't it? Wasn't that it?
Maybe 1-7, but yeah, Capricorn something. But yeah, it was all about the conspiracy theory that never happened. Who was the actor, was the guy that married Barbara Streisand? What was his name?
I don't know. I will look it up, though. You're right. It was Capricorn 1. I think, and producer Thomas made a funny comment, you know, talking about Kubrick and the idea that 2001 Space Odyssey had that imagery of what the Earth would look like from the moon. Here's how I look at it. It almost doesn't matter at this point. I am skeptical of everything our government tells us at every level because things change. Like people ask you, that there's a meme going around the internet saying, when did you get radicalized? And they show images of Irina Zarutska being brutally murdered by that scumbag who now is not even, he's been ruled to not be competent enough to stand trial in North Carolina. But and people say that radicalized me, or it was the rape of a young child and the fact that we have catered to these radical Muslims who are taking over communities. There are points in our history that make people say, okay, I've had enough. For me, it was COVID. Yeah. It was COVID. I remember fighting with our editorial and producers at Fox on our show during COVID because the things that they were not allowing us to report on and the things that they were pushing, I realized the fix was in. The media was complicit with the government. The whole idea was to paint this narrative that somehow we had this horrible disease that would kill you on contact, and we had to mask up, stay distance, and be locked away. And I'm like, if government would do that, knowing it was a lie, then they'll do anything. So that was my moment, Jen. It was COVID.
And that's how powerful people, you know, end up holding on to that. Murphy had a lot of power, and that's sure. all he thought about. What really upset me about that whole time is when they went after the guys that had the gym in Belmar, down south.
I still hear from Ian Smith. I follow him on Instagram. He is absolutely radicalized. The problem is, you know, a lot of his posts are so anti-Israel that it sometimes crosses a line with his anti-government stuff, but there's some value in some of the things that he has pointed out, because he was radicalized by the fact that they literally took away his business. They bankrupted this guy. They wrecked him financially because he dared to say, I'm not closing. I'm standing up for common sense. And he was a champion. I mean, a flawed champion like anyone who is a real champion of the working class. Everybody's got flaws and problems you could point to. But he was a great figure during that time because he was willing to really take the lumps and take the hits on behalf of a lot of people, showing that we should have stayed open. We should have never closed anything during COVID. But that's another story, Jen. Thank you. Appreciate the call. Okay. Thanks for joining the conversation. You have a wonderful weekend. Steve in South Plainfield, you will be first on the other side of traffic and weather next, 713.
Live personalities, local insights, and traffic and weather updates every 15 minutes. Stay connected with New Jersey 101.5.
So tonight, Artemis 2, carrying four astronauts, will re-enter the Earth's atmosphere and splash down somewhere after 5 o'clock local time, 8 o'clock our time, off the coast of San Diego. And it really is a feat of engineering, science, and math. And human endurance and courage. You know, I heard the news this morning. I don't even mean to laugh at it, but I listened to the first news, and basically the NASA spokesman was like, yeah, we're pretty confident in the heat shields. I'm like, pretty confident? I mean, it's hot when you come back into the atmosphere. Let's hope they're 100% confident. That said, you know, obviously we hope nothing goes wrong and these guys get back to Earth very safely. And I think it really proves a point about how incredible our technology is. I mean, if you've looked at the diagrams of how the moon is whipping around our planet, and the spaceship has to cut it at a perfect angle and figure eight around it while everything is in motion, I think is incredible. So the more I learn about how much better our technology is, the more it raises the question that maybe some of these conspiracies are not that far off about the moon landing in 1969. And, you know, I think about, I mean, other than the funny comedians that are out there saying, you know, we had rotary phones back then, right? I can't get a cell signal in Princeton, but we landed on the moon 50 years ago. I don't know. And I don't even honestly think about it, nor do I realistically or aggressively doubt that it happened. I'm just old enough to know that governments lie to you. And I think it's interesting that people older than me, I'm 57, so I'm like right in the middle. Anybody younger than me, they are way more agreeable to say, yeah, maybe it didn't happen. Anyone older than me, they're like, that's crazy. Put the tinfoil hat away. Of course we did. The government wouldn't lie to us. And you see it even with polling, and not that it's the same issue, but I did a story yesterday about the latest poll that shows 57% of 50 years or younger Republicans no longer view Israel in a positive light. That's a huge sea change, because you've been fed all of this information for so many decades, and it was expected that you would support Israel, and if you don't, you're an anti-Semite. And almost 6 in 10 younger Republicans are now turning on that, saying, I don't care what you call me. I'm not happy with what's going on. Now, I don't agree with that. I support Israel. But I find it interesting that things are starting to turn. So I will tell you this honestly and sincerely. If someone comes to me with proof that and say, look, it just didn't happen. They lied because we were competing with the Russians back in 1969. I would have zero trouble believing that they made it up. Let's go to Steve in South Plainfield. Morning, Steve. What do you got?
Mark, according to Mr. Spadia. So regarding the moon landing and Stanley Kubrick, there's a documentary out. I think it's called Room 237.
Room 237. All right, I got to look it up. Yeah, what's it about?
I think that's what it's called. But so it's about being how The Shining is Stanley Kubrick's acknowledgement / apology for faking the moon landing.
No kidding. I love it.
And there's a lot of things in that movie. You know, like for one example, like you remember the hexagon carpet in the hallways?
Yes, yes.
Well, in one scene, Danny's sitting on the carpet, and yep. he's wearing a NASA sweater, and the hexagon isn't quite a hexagon. It's shaped like the launch pad at Cape Canaveral.
Yeah.
But that's just like one thing out of like yeah. a billion, because Stanley
Kubrick. All right, well, now I got to watch it. Now I got to watch it. All right, it is, I just looked it up. It is called Room 237. It was a documentary film directed by Rodney Asher in 2012. And it is, you're right, it's about interpreting Kubrick's Shining, which he did in, what, 1980. So really interesting. All right. Thank you, Steve. I'm on. So wait, up or down? Steve is gone. All right. Well, I wanted to ask him. You got to tell me next time, anybody that wants to talk today, you got to give me up or down. Do you believe that the moon landing happened in 1969 or not? Or do you think I'm stirring up a little bit of crazy by even challenging it? And I want to be clear. I'm actually not challenging it. I'm saying if we found out today that the government lied to us from 1969 and kept this secret for 50 years, would you really be surprised? Guys, the CIA was found to be involved with the Kennedy assassination. How many of you thought that is complete insanity? But then you find out your government simply lied. What else have they lied about? 725, Eric Scott with your news next. .738 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you until 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. Eric, anything you're hearing about the governor? Was it yesterday? She did that stand-up at the nuclear plant or mm-hmm. 2 days ago?
Yep.
You know, it occurred to me that the regulations she was talking about, it was a smart thing to get rid of it because they're dated, 50 years old, some of these regs, back to the 70s mm-hmm. when Greenpeace was still a thing. but it also occurred to me that it was a grand photo op. And any nuclear advancement, even if you're talking about a micro plant, a small plant, you're talking 5 to 8 years minimum to operation for a larger facility, potentially 10 to even 15 years.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So even if she is reelected in 2029, unless she's gone on to bigger and better things in her mind, I mean, I know she is certainly eyeing running for president, she'll be long out of office before any power comes from a new plant. What are the Republicans saying, or have you heard anything, in terms of pushing back on practical policies? Like, where's the increase in production for our cogeneration plants, our natural gas plants? All of the, you know, we got them in Linden and Sewaren and all.
Yeah.
You know, we have peaker plants that operated like 40% capacity. Yep. I heard nothing about
nothing. Nothing.
Right? It was all a show. Look at me, look at me. And I was wondering, and this is kind of the follow-up to my question, is are there enough Democrats that are now more moderate because they see the radicalism in their own party that she's appealing to? Or is this a way of her saying to Republicans, I own you. I'm going to take I'm going to take nuclear energy away from you as a talking point?
Well, there really wasn't a lot of response to it, right? But you had a bunch of South Jersey Democrats in the legislature that flocked down to what you rightfully termed a photo op, because there's nothing that she did that is going to impact utility rates in the short term, the near term, or even in the midterm. Because as you pointed out, if you're building a full-scale nuclear reactor, that's a decade away.
Easy.
There is nothing in her energy policy. She did mention while she was down there that in the short term, we're increasing our solar and battery storage capacity.
okay.
Less than 4% of the power that is ingested into that PGM grid is solar. And that's after the solar capacity was doubled in the last few years.
Right.
Even if you doubled it again, it's still less than 10% of the power that is being ingested. And she has not addressed the peaker plants. She's not addressed, you know, maximizing the generation capacity of the existing natural gas plants in New Jersey. And she also has not replaced anybody at the Board of Public Utilities, the chief regulatory agency, the head of the BPU, the chief utility regulator, the person that is supposed to govern rates, remains a secretary and Planned Parenthood lobbyist. That's who is still in charge of utility rates. And when you look at this Rutgers survey, and yes, she does have strong support, 45%, mostly among Democrats and independents, but almost everybody across the board, Republicans, independents, unaffiliated voters, Democrats, give her an F on affordability issues. So,
an F.
An F on affordability issues.
I mean, not as bad as Murphy's F minus during COVID.
Yeah, right.
But still pretty bad.
Yeah, I don't fully understand what their messaging is going to be. I think the photo op this week was about looking busy and saying, hey, we're doing something.
Yeah, the bosses come and look busy. I mean, if she had mentioned the Penny's pipeline, perhaps, said, hey, we're going to expand our pipeline capacity so that we can start to bring more resources into New Jersey and get back to when Chris Christie in his last year, when we turned the corner and we were literally generating more electricity than we were using.
Right.
That happened just 9 short years ago.
Well, and, you know, here's what is even more alarming when you talk about the PJM grid. And I know that's kind of this nebulous thing, but this is the web that connects multiple states with the available electric supply. You now have another state, I believe it's Maryland, where your average utility bill has now exceeded your average mortgage payment.
Wow.
And
In Maryland.
I believe it's Maryland.
Holy crap.
But so there is nothing to indicate that the cost of your electricity moving into the summer months is going down. And, you know, we talked about that while you were off doing something else. I forget what it was.
Something last year.
But we talked an awful lot about the fact that you had utility bills in July and August that were greater than your property tax bill, which is a record high in the United States, and in some cases higher than your mortgage. And you wonder why people can't afford to stay here. You know, even if you were to freeze your property taxes, even if you were to pay off your house, how are you going to pay your property tax bill and your utility bill on a fixed income in New Jersey?
Well, the average now across the country, the average for essential utilities, $610.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big number. That's more than some luxury car leases.
Well, it's certainly more than a basic car lease.
It's more than that Honda Accord that you're buying to slug it out in Jersey traffic every day. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And no end in sight. And yeah, while I was off doing my thing, interestingly enough, I was talking about energy.
Yeah.
Something that the eventual Republican nominee refused to talk about.
Right.
Matter of fact, if you remember, you just hit the nail on the head, Eric. I don't know if you did it on purpose or you know what you did? You stated the facts. And the facts line up with what we've been saying. 4% of that grid production is solar. And that's double just over the last couple of years from what it was. The eventual Republican nominee, now 3-time loser, he talked about solar.
Yeah.
So he did the same thing that she's doing. He ran the same game plan. And she's just better at it and more articulate and smarter about how to present it. But the average New Jerseyan has got to be looking at this saying, wait a minute. I'm paying an average of $600-$700 a month. I looked at yesterday, I went to PSE&G. And by the way, I'm not faulting PSE&G. I actually love the service. I think it is a combination of 9 million things. I met with them during the campaign. I've met with them 10 years ago, took a tour of the nuclear plant. Mm-hmm. Like I support PSE&G. I don't blame them. The reality is, I went to the equal payment page. Do you want to have equal payments? I check it every once in a while. Eric, my equal payment would have been $710.
Yeah, I know.
And I went back through it. I had a bill, $1,175 last August. What? And by the way, for all of you that are not paying an electric bill because of solar, I know you got a great deal with that. That's great. But the gas bill is starting to kill me.
I noticed that.
My gas bill.
Yeah, I noticed that this winter because I cook with gas and I have a gas fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
And Sandra loves to have the gas fireplace on.
Yeah. Ours is on almost every day.
Right.
We love it.
And then when we got the gas bill off of that, I was like, whoa, hang on.
With the carrying charge, it was almost $300.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what do you do? You're going to police it? I mean, that's the problem.
Well,
for something like that, you're not going to. You're just going to pay it, and you're going to cheat yourself somewhere else.
Well,
one less dinner, one less this, right?
Or less of a trip to, down the shore. I mean, it impacts everything.
Yeah.
In New Jersey, because now, I mean, think of just in the last couple of months, gasoline prices are going up again.
Yep.
Fortunately, you don't have to fill with heating oil anymore.
Right.
That went up. But you're going to have your air conditioner on soon. All of these things add up. And it's I use this statistic all the time, and it's sometimes hard for people to get their mind around. We have among the highest median income in the nation.
Yep.
But dead last in disposable income.
You've said it over and over again. It hasn't changed in years. Awful. All right. 747, Fast Traffic Instant Weather next.
Listen live anywhere in New Jersey. Stream New Jersey 101.5 at NewJersey1015.com or on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Jersey's news, talk, and weather. Always with you. Powered by Hackensack Meridian Health.
Five.
$7.53 on New Jersey 101.5. Let's jump right back in. Jerry in Denville. So you're feeling the pinch. Did your gas bill go crazy, Jerry?
Actually, my gas bill and my electric bill didn't go as crazy as I thought they were. I was set up on the budget because it's just easier for me that way.
Yeah.
And as of yesterday, it's funny because I looked at it. My gas bill is $242 a month. Yeah. And my electric bill is $319 a month.
It's just a lot of money.
What's driving me crazy is the money that I'm shelling out for property taxes.
Oh, of course.
About $1,200 a month.
Yeah.
Attached to my mortgage.
Yep.
And I keep saying to my husband, and he's a retired police officer, I'm like, we could go anywhere and pay a fraction.
Now, are you still working, Jerry, or no? You're both.
I am.
You are. Yep. Okay. Well, there.
He just retired in July, and I'm working full-time.
Where would you go?
You know, it depends on where my kids are. I have a 25-year-old son and a 27-year-old daughter who's a New Jersey teacher. My son is studying to be a pilot, so my son can go anywhere.
Yeah.
My daughter is pretty locked into New Jersey because of her master's program and that type of thing. So I wouldn't go far out of New Jersey, maybe Pennsylvania or Delaware, but I want to always be within, driving distance.
Yeah, especially if you have grandkids someday. I mean, Jody and I have had the same, we've had the same conversation, and, we've decided to stay because our kids are so far away, and, you'll be that much further from one or the other, and fortunately, New Jersey's right in the middle. Our son's in California. And and Elizabeth and Charlie are in London, and in a funny, odd way, it works out because the reality is the flights are really easy in and out of Newark and Philly. We're in the best spot if you have to travel by flight. You know, you're close to the airport, but it's aggravating because I'm like, what are we going to do if we have grandkids someday? Like, it becomes a major trip. But what do I do? I'm going to move to California? No. Right.
That's even worse.
Right.
I wish you were our governor.
Thank you, Jerry. I appreciate that. Well, look, I haven't given up the fight. We will fix this state. You got to just have patience.
Please don't.
Thanks, Jerry. Have a great rest of your day.
But I can't stay here.
I hear you. We're going to fight to keep you here, Jerry. You have a great rest of your day. All right, Ron, everybody hang in there. I'll be right back. 756, Eric Scott with your news next.
fun, laughs, great conversation, and guests you want to hear from. It's 100% Trev. Weeknights on New Jersey 101.5. Brought to you by Estates Roadshow at TMT Cash for Gold.
8:09 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. I want to thank the Parks Casino for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. Eric, did you see that picture I just sent you?
I just looked at it now. Wow, that was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of
fun.
Was a great night. What was about to go on the stove? It's a picture of Eric, Sandra, and I in my kitchen. Jody must have taken this picture.
Yeah.
There are food, like, I don't know if it's Facebook or Google. I don't know.
All of a sudden, that's my cast iron pan. I think I was did we do scallops? Was I getting ready to do the scallops?
Oh, yeah, I think it was. And there were mushrooms involved, pretty sure.
Yep.
Right?
I think those were the pan-seared scallops.
I think you're right.
I see a clove of garlic. I see horseradish. I see a herb de Provence.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yep, I think that's what it was.
That was a good night and delicious food.
The first time I had garfish.
Oh, that's right. I did the garfish on the soft cheese, Moses Sleeper cheese that I can now get, by the way, at Wegmans. So if, I should probably write about this. I do the, you need a baguette, and it's hard to find stuff that's clean and not made with enriched flour, so... but you can find them. Wegmans has them, and McCaffrey's. Calendra's is still the best bread, I think, to buy.
Mm.
Four ingredients, totally safe if you're watching, all the enriched nonsense that goes into our food. So I do the thinly sliced baguette, a little schmear of Moses Sleeper cheese, then the garfish, and then a little hot pepper. My friend John does the hot pepper store them in salt and olive oil. And, I mean, I've still got a couple of jars left. It's one of my favorite ways to eat tin fish. I love tin fish.
I do, too. Not tin mussels,
though. I do not like tin mussels.
I do like tin clams. The smoked baby clams in a tin.
Oh, wait a minute. I had something like that in London, and I liked it, too. They were... Ah, crap. What were they? I'll remember. I got to text Elizabeth. I took a picture of the jar because I want to buy it here, and I haven't found it here. They're called something. You probably had it. I'll find it. I'll think of it. But they're like pickled. They call them pickled cockles or something.
Oh,
it's like,
yeah. They're not really clams.
I don't know what they are.
But they're shellfish.
Yeah. You order them, and it comes in a little jar or a tin. And you get crackers or bread with it, and it's just, a couple of gin and tonics and cockles later, and you're having a great afternoon.
Yeah, it's, I love the smoked baby clams in oil. You can get them in oil or water. I like them in oil, and I like them just on a cracker with a piece of cheese. And again, I'm the only one who eats it, but it's a Christmas and a New Year's thing for me.
Jody doesn't love the tin fish.
I also like the pickled herring. You know, I mean, it just, I love it.
But that's
it.
Like an old school thing, right? That goes back to your German roots,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely, yeah.
You put that on liverwurst, or you put it on some kind of a...
I like just pickled herring with the onions and on a cracker or a piece of crusty rye bread, dark bread.
When I think of crusty rye bread, I think of the liverwurst sandwich I used to get at Arthur's in Morris Plains. When I worked for Jim Weichert, and if I didn't have an afternoon meeting, I would leave my office around 1 or 2 to try to hit it after the lunch crowd. I'd go to the bar, grab a beer, waiting for my order. And it was a routine that I had on, like a day, like a Wednesday where I didn't have a lot of meetings. Because it was liverwurst, grainy mustard, and raw onions. On like a pumpernickel.
That is delicious.
I mean, I loved it, but your breath after liverwurst and onions is not the best.
No, and I'll do you one better because once a month, my father, for the old timers at our bar, would host a... It was a stinky cheese night. So it was Limburger, onions and sardines.
Oh my God.
With horseradish mustard on rye bread.
I bet it was pretty good.
And it was, I love it.
Yeah. Limburger's like a blue. It's a really stinky blue.
It's a very stinky cheese. It's a softer cheese. I wouldn't call it a blue cheese.
More like a brie? Or what? I don't know.
Yeah, I guess it's a little firmer than a brie. But it would be.
Not moldy?
It is not moldy. No. No. I couldn't even imagine, what.
But
that,
it stinks.
It is terrible. The stinkier it is,
the better it is. So there's a cheese called the Stinking Bishop, I think.
I think I've heard of this.
Yeah. And we used to get it at Bon Appetit before they closed. That was a big loss when Bon Appetit closed in McCaffrey's in that supermarket.
Yeah.
But I have not seen anyone sell that. Yeah, I think it's called the Stinking Bishop. I'll bet your cheese guy in Princeton sells it.
Probably.
Oh, yeah. I should go. I want to find that. Because same concept. The stinkier, the better. It does not taste like it smells.
It doesn't. No,
right.
It absolutely
That's
doesn't.
That's what people
it
don't
actually
realize.
Is, Limburger is actually on a softer side, and it has almost like a creamy texture to it.
Maybe I should try that with the garfish.
I think it was on a Monday night? It was a Monday night because the kitchen was closed for dinner. And my mother would not allow him to serve that at the bar when people were going to be dining in the back in the restaurant. And they used to argue over it. And my mother liked it, too. But the stuff that he would serve for the old time, a pickled cow heart, we always had that in jars behind the bar.
Oh, God.
Delicious. But it just, weird.
Yeah, weird stuff, right?
Stuff.
All right, I may get into weird food in a minute, but first, on the other side, traffic weather, I want to check in with our friend Ron Urban, who wants to weigh in on this gas and electric spiking for your home bill. 8:15, traffic and weather next.
Yo, what's up, New Jersey?
Looking for something that's so Jersey? Tune in to Jersey Thing with Eric Scott, weeknights at 6 on New Jersey 101.5. Presented by RWJ Barnabas Health and supported by Parks Casino and Earth Treasures Jewelers. Eric has fun diving into what makes Jersey tick. From the lighthearted quirks we love to the important issues that matter most. Join the conversation at 6 p.m. and watch anytime on YouTube. Jersey Thing with Eric Scott on New Jersey 101.5. Because nobody does Jersey like Jersey.
It's 8:23 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. Let's check in with Ron Urban, and he's with Advanced Solar, but he does a lot more than solar. He can refab your entire commercial space. This guy is one of the best builders out there. What's going on, Ron? You want to weigh in on the energy spiking costs?
Yes.
Tell me. What do you think?
First off, I need you to relay a message to our governor.
All right.
When she was going campaigning, she's going to include more solar, more wind. Everyone needs to know how important this is. I am selling my product. They should buy it now, and I'm going to tell you why. Most of our power lines are closed to put solar in your home or your business. And they're closing every 5 minutes as we speak. And every utility, PSE&G, Atlantic City Electric, has almost been closed down for about 4 years. That means you cannot do solar. By the way, talking about bills raising, they're quadrupling right now. People need to know.
Why are the pipes closed? Explain that, Ron. Why are they closing?
So, by the way, so the solar goes back into the lines, and the lines are designed to hold so much. So they're just getting packed up, and they can. By the way, I lost millions of dollars last year, even by you. I had a couple nice big commercial projects. Through the negotiations, they closed the lines. You can't do it. So she's saying she's going to add more, and we can't. That's a big point that we have out there.
Can I ask you a question, Ryan? I want to understand this. Why do I need the line if solar power and batteries are getting better? Why can't I just have solar panels that will be a closed system? I mean, I've got our neighbor heats their pool with solar panels. I don't know that that's connected to any grid at all. I think it's a standalone sitting in their yard connected to the pool heater. I mean, is that... Not, I mean, I remember my RV was solar. I had solar panels on top that I could run the truck for hours, the air conditioner, the TV, everything. But it was a closed system. Why can't we have a closed system and get the same benefit?
So, by the way, number one, I'll tell you this. I get yelled at with the solar industry. The batteries are a terrible thing, a terrible design. I would never put them on my house. They're no good. They should get a generator. By the way, going back to our lines, so think of your power lines are designed to hold so much electricity.
Well, but wait, Ron, I want to understand. Why couldn't a commercial business put solar in and just be contained to their business? Because if you're not going back to the grid, you don't qualify for the benefits. Is that why?
So if you can't export power, that's what you do. You're constantly, every day, power is going in and out of the grid. It goes out in a nice hot whatever. So you still have a bill, and you still can't get the benefits, the bonuses that you get through the utility companies and stuff. So, by the way, and if you're talking about residential solar, you got the utilities, you got all this other stuff. You have the large companies who just rob people of all their benefits and everything that they get.
Let me ask you this. If I wanted to put solar in to power, let's say, something extra. We have an outbuilding that has power. Right. Our garage is an outbuilding. If I put solar there just to run the garage doors and the lights in there, could I disconnect that from my main power?
So I tell this to people all the time. They say, Ron, get me off the grid. I says, when I get you a zero bill, that's off the grid in my head. To go off the grid, it would have to be a complex solar power system with batteries and other things
I
to
understand.
Make it work.
So that's the problem. It's too complicated.
Another thing, going back to our governor, all these plants should be reopened. They should give them 10 years and give them the permits they need to build their new power plants. It's another thing they're holding the power companies on. So it's kind of important that they do this.
Yeah.
And one more quick thing.
Hurry up. We've got 20 seconds.
I bought my house 25 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Right now, with taxes, utilities, and my mortgage, it's almost $40,000. It's insane. It's enough to make you throw up.
Yeah. It's out of control, Ron. Listen, I got to leave it there. I've got to jump for Eric Scott with the news. But thank you for the insight, the expertise. You answered a lot of questions. I appreciate it. 8:27, Eric Scott with the news.
Jersey 101.5 presents Blue Friday with Bill Spadia.
I don't have to tell you that suicide is all too common in our world, where people are unable to get the support, the mental health they need, and many, many of our fellow Americans go through crises alone. And it's something that police officers and police departments are aware of, and many are starting to focus on officer training to learn how to handle these difficult situations when they get a call. And when you're dealing with a desperate person who is willing to take their own life, ready to take their own life, you don't know what you're going to encounter. Well, earlier this month, a woman was in crisis, and thankfully, South Brunswick Police Department were quick to respond. It was the evening of April 3rd, just a week and a half ago. South Brunswick Police responded to an emergency call reporting that a woman had stabbed herself in the neck and the abdomen and was trying to take her own life. Now, within minutes, South Brunswick Sergeants Brooke LaBelle, Jared Harpster, and Officer Dale Hubner arrived on the scene, and they were directed to a back bathroom, which was right off the kitchen in the house. Now, when they got to the bathroom door, they found a woman standing in the dark. Now, picture it. These three officers are walking in. The bathroom is dark. This woman is bleeding and holding a knife and telling officers she wants to end her life. Sergeant Harpster remained very calm, began talking to her, tried to convince her to drop the knife. Officer Hubner stood by, ready to act at a moment's notice, while Sergeant LaBelle went outside and tried to find perhaps another angle to get in, but it wasn't doable, so she came back in to join her fellow officers. And together, the law enforcement team did their best to connect with her calmly, patiently, with the goal of de-escalating the situation and getting the knife away from her. Of course, the woman refused to drop the knife. Now, after several tense minutes, she came out of the bathroom and stepped into the kitchen, holding the weapon at her waist, and began moving toward the law enforcement. And we've seen this. I've talked about this a lot. When you've got somebody coming at you with a weapon, police are trained to end the threat, because somebody within, 20 feet or so could be a deadly threat to you, especially with a long kitchen knife. So this was a tough spot, and it was a split second decision that had to be made. And how do you help this desperate woman who needs the help? Well, in this case, help came in the form of a taser. As the woman advanced with the knife pointed at the cops, Sergeant LaBelle deployed her taser, and the woman was immediately immobilized, dropped to the floor, and she released the knife. Within seconds, all three officers moved in, they secured the weapon, and they began providing life-saving medical aid. Now, that's where the story turns happy. Even though she had suffered serious self-inflicted wounds to her neck, her abdomen, she went to the hospital, and yes, I'm happy to report she's expected to make a full physical recovery. So now I ask you to just say a prayer for her and hope she gets the support and the mental health treatment she needs to continue her life in a positive and productive way. South Brunswick Chief of Police Raymond Hyduka, he had this to say about his officers. This woman was in crisis, and these officers went above and beyond to save her life. She was looking to force the officers into using deadly force. They worked as a team to resolve this tense standoff. This is a case everyone needs to know about because a woman is alive today as a result of the actions of these officers. Sergeant Brooke LaBelle, Sergeant Jared Harpster, and Officer Dale Huebner, you are our Blue Friday honorees this week. Just proud to even have the opportunity to relay this story. You know, not only do we have a mental health crisis in this country with so many people turning to suicide, and we could debate the reasons for it, the over-medication, the food supply, the lack of mental health, the fact that we closed a lot of our mental institutions, the whole trans movement. I mean, there are a million things we can talk about as to why. But officers don't have time to dig into the root cause. They've got to solve a problem immediately in front of them. And more times than not, you come at a cop with a knife, you're going to get killed. And these three cops, let me tell you something, I'm so proud of them. I'm so proud of the whole South Brunswick Police Department. And you have to realize how intense that situation is. Blood everywhere, screaming woman coming at you with a knife. You could lose your life within a matter of 2 seconds if you hesitate. And not only the calmness of Sergeant Jared Harpster and Officer Dale Huebner, but the measured response, the smart tactical thinking on the part of Sergeant Brooke LaBelle to deploy that taser. Just good policing, smart work, and you saved a life. So thank you guys. God bless you guys. God bless all of our hero men and women that wear the uniform every single day, standing up for the rest of us. 8:43, fast traffic, instant weather next.
For the best of New Jersey, live hosts and timely traffic and weather updates every 15 minutes. Tune into New Jersey 101.5.
All right, it's 8:54, so I guess I was blabbering away in the last segment because all of a sudden I'm looking at the clock and Kathy's yelling and producer Thomas is yelling and I'm running a little bit behind today. That happens. So I'll leave you with this thought. If somebody came to me and said, hey, by the way, you know the whole moon landing thing in 69? Yeah, we faked that because we were trying to outpace the Russians. I would say, oh, I'm not surprised. What about you? Now, this Artemis thing is a big deal. Just the math alone that got a spaceship to circle around the moon while the moon was moving and hurtling through space. Like, think about how cool that is. They're coming back, splashing down tonight off the coast of San Diego. I'll be live. I'm hosting on Newsmax from 8 to 9 tonight. So, I don't know. My show may get blown up with the video of Artemis landing, and that's okay. I think it's a pretty cool thing, and it's a great accomplishment. That said, it has a lot of people doubting that whether what we were told and what we saw in 1969 actually happened the way the government said it did. So I would have no issue believing that they faked it and lied about it just to beat the Russians. And I'm going to go so far as to say if they did, I'd be fine with that. Oh, you lied about the moon to beat the Russians in the Cold War? I love it. Good idea. Good on you, Nixon. That said, any conspiracy theories that you hold on to and still believe in, 1-800-283-101.5, 855, Jen Ursillo, coming back with your news next.
Big Joe Henry is bringing you Jersey's biggest hits and biggest laughs every Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 3. Plus traffic, weather, and all the fun only Big Joe can deliver. Big Joe Henry, weekends on New Jersey 101.5.
9:09 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. I want to thank the Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook app for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. All right, every Friday after we honor our police officers for Blue Friday, we check in with my friend, combat veteran Michael Bowl, who is the president of the New Jersey Veterans Network. I do this every Friday because I think it's very important that we recognize the heroism and sacrifice of our veterans and celebrate their strength. But at the same time, recognize that a lot of these guys come back with no infrastructure, no job, and it's not easy to get along in New Jersey. So there's a crisis hotline that Michael and his team have set up. It's 973-332-1556. This is not something that is a one-off. It's there for you whatever the crisis is, whether it's drugs or alcohol, which obviously that happens. But it's also if you're having a legal dispute, if you're having trouble at your job, if there's something that's impacting your life as a veteran, this is the number to call, 973-332-1556. Good to have you back on, Michael. How you doing?
Thanks, Bill. I'm doing great. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. All right, so it's Friday. We're going to have, I think we're going to have a pretty nice weekend. And let's see, the last couple of times, you've got your veterans group. You got these guys going to bare-knuckle fighting, sumo wrestling. I love it. What do you have coming up this week?
So one of our sponsors is doing a bike blessing. It's in Little Ferry on Sunday at 12 o'clock at the Little Ferry American Legion. This group has really been really imperative in helping us. They've been going out, raising money, but also attending our events, doing collections and stuff like that, and really being on the forefront and helping veterans. So there's a Strength and Honor Motorcycle Club who's been really helpful.
And who gets to ride? You can pay to ride? You can join them? Is it a spectator event, or is it just a ride for honor and to raise money?
It's a ride to honor and raise money. They've been doing this for the last 4 or 5 years now, so it's been really a great sponsor in having them be a part of our team.
Can you get me some video from the ride this weekend? I'd love to post it and let everybody see it on Monday.
Absolutely. I could work on that today.
It's cool video. Like, we've done this a few times where the bikes get all, when they line up and then they start, and as they come by you and you get the hum of the motor, and, you know, it's always such a patriotic thing with the flags and everything else. So I would love to get that video and share it with the audience. All right, what else do we have on tap?
We got Loyalty Day for the VFW coming up. That's a national thing where we honor veterans. And we have a guest speaker, Captain David Drummond, who was a POW and is going to be speaking at the South River VFW on 4/18 on a Saturday at 1 p.m.
That's fantastic. That is great. So that is, what's today? Today is the 9th. So we're talking about, so next Saturday.
Right.
Yeah.
And we do a lot of these stand downs. Like I told you, they're pretty.
Michael. Hello. What was that? He's on Artemis. He's guiding Orion in for the landing. Michael, give us a call back. All right.
Hello?
Yeah, we lost you. What was that? Did you go into a tunnel? You on a submarine, a spaceship?
No, you know what? I'm in Massachusetts today.
Oh,
so
forget it.
I'm in a bad spot.
No wonder.
Anyway. Yeah, we do the stand downs. And I just wanted to let you know one thing that we talked about last week about the holidays. So it's funny. Yeah. I asked some of the veterans what they think about being visited in the holidays. And they said a lot of people come on the holidays. So we're looking to start pushing people to come on other days besides holidays because they think that they're kind of lonely and they need some human contact to make them feel better. So
I love it. So let me ask you this. If I've got folks that want to volunteer to help veterans, whether it's visit them in the hospital, the VA, et cetera, have them call the hotline. What do you want them to do?
No, yeah, absolutely. Call the hotline. You know, that's what we do. We've been able to go to all the shelters and all the hospitals on a regular basis. We could use more people going on days that we can't go. So we would love to build up on that, drop off some donuts,
maybe spend some time with the vets, talk to them, and tell them, you know, what's going on.
Michael, can you do me a favor? Send Rosebeth a note, because I'd like to book a day and make sure that we carve out some time. Jody and I would love to join you on one of those visits, maybe a couple of them.
Awesome. That'd be wonderful. I'll be there.
Yeah. Send her a note when you're planning to take the rounds, and we'll go with you and just, you know, bring some cheer. I love the idea of bringing coffee and donuts, maybe a little whiskey. We'll see. I don't know. Whatever's allowed.
All right. Yeah, they wouldn't mind that, I bet.
I bet they wouldn't. All right. I'll take care of it. I'll bring the whiskey. Look, Michael, I appreciate everything you're doing. Thank you. If you want to volunteer for the New Jersey Veterans Network, if you want to join us as we go and visit vets who have been injured or suffering from illness, we'd love to have you. You can do one of two things. One, you can call 973-332-1556, or you can go to the website, njvn.org, and right on that homepage, you'll see send us a message. You fill out first name, last name, email, phone, and in the message say, I'd like to volunteer and help New Jersey veterans, and Michael will get in touch with you right away. Michael Bowl, always appreciate you, my friend. Semper Fi, have a great weekend.
You too. Semper Fi.
All right. 9:14. Fast traffic instant weather next.
New Jersey 101.5. $1,000 a day at work. Payday. $1,000 for a weekend getaway. New handbag. New phone. Pay off some bills. What would you do with $1,000? Listen all day for the At Work Payday cash code. Then enter the cash code into the New Jersey 101.5 station app. It's that easy. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers. $1,000 a day at work. Work payday.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
On New Jersey 101.5.
It's 9:21. I am Bill Spadia. Now, Jill, here's what we do. I write things down. So we are now down to paper. Paper.
Yeah.
Because the computers don't always work.
I know.
So we heard you handled it well. You did a nice delay. I felt like I wanted to come out and tell a couple of jokes just to delay, stall
right,
for time.
You got to stretch.
Right, I want to stretch until you're ready.
Vamp.
Now, I don't know if anyone from corporate is listening, but we need new computers. So the mice are tired or they're dead. I don't know. There was a kind of a funky smell yesterday. Maybe the mice running on the wheel are dead. That could be it.
Yeah.
It doesn't cooperate with you. So we now write everything down. And here's what's funny. There was a moment, and not to expose too many corporate insider stuff, but where we were asked to not read ads on paper and only use the computer.
I'm the only one in the building, I think, that
you're
does it.
You're the only one that does it. So I come in every morning, and there's this monitor.
Yeah.
You see this? You can hear it. This monitor, like clockwork, producer Thomas comes in and he turns the monitor so I can see it.
Yeah.
Because presumably I'm supposed to use this monitor to read the ads.
Exactly.
You know what we do instead?
Paper.
We print them and I do it from the paper. Do you know why?
Because the monitor.
Because it never works.
It doesn't work.
That's why.
I know.
I'm not trying to complain, but I mean, come on, right? Anyway, you know what's funny? Jen's being very silent on this. She's like, I don't want to weigh in.
Scared,
I don't want to get myself
in
trouble. I don't know.
Right?
I'm the news girl. Well, I don't want to be roped into this.
We have to use the computer in the news booth. So, but I'm with you. And when I do, like, I do have a couple of endorsements, I'm like, nope, I have to have the paper. I don't know. I'm old school like that, though.
Well,
I,
you guys even when I write out, too.
But even when I do, like, a shopping list, I write it. I don't do it on my phone.
I do, too. I still do my finances
on paper. Me too.
My son comes home from, you know, and he's in the finance world, and he just looks.
Oh,
he's like, "What are you doing, Dad?" Like, literally, I have a mug on my desk with scissors, a ruler, highlighters,
a ruler?
Sharpies. I have a ruler.
Wow.
For let me tell you why. Let me tell you.
Why
I have two rulers.
Him?
You know why?
Because
if I lose the first ruler, I need a backup ruler.
What are you using the ruler for in the first place?
I'm so glad you asked. I have a legal pad that I break up each pay period by five lines on a legal pad. So it's a lined legal pad.
This is the same
yellow pad.
Times his life in
segment. So
one,
I have one, two, three columns.
Uh-huh.
So I have to draw the columns. The left side are the bills that I owe itemized. in the middle. Yes, a question from Jenna Silla. Your hand is up.
She's raising
her
hand.
I'm very confused in the fact that you're so neat with this, but yet you get charged $1 million for all these, and you haven't picked that up yet.
Here's the thing.
Oh, God.
Because the paper I can control. But if I sign up for a subscription because I'm an idiot, I go on Instagram and I buy pants, and I'm done.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I just did?
But you need to write that down then, that you bought
pants. All right, my phone is now recording this entire conversation into a text. I can't stop it. It's still doing it. Hold on.
Are you texting somebody this?
I am texting somebody this whole conversation.
I did that once. I texted an entire traffic report.
Yes. So every we're in the car. I hang up the phone and I say something to Jody. She immediately, every time, grabs the phone, looks at it, X's out or whatever I'm in. She's like, it'll record. I'm like, no, it won't. I just did it again.
You did, so and probably sending it to somebody that does not.
That's why we can't have nice things. It was like a speeding ticket. Oh, who said it? Was it you, Kathy? That the minute I got a speeding ticket, what would happen?
Letters.
I have now received 7 attorney letters.
That's why you have to tell Jody if you ever get a speeding ticket, because the letters are going to give you away.
I'm flooded by it.
You know what's the most fun? When you get the one letter, it's like, "Se habla español." You'll get the Spanish ones.
I will. I'm saving them, so I'll bring them in someday. I don't know why, but I will.
I want you to wear your Instagram pants on Monday.
So I may. Please. I'm thinking about it. Because it's awkward.
Exactly.
The fact that I bought them is awkward. The fact that they don't fit right is awkward. Back to the ruler, because you asked, because you raised your hand politely. Thank you.
I did. I raised my hand.
I do a grid so that I add up on this left column, and then it becomes one number that I subtract from my net income. So I do each pay period. So this is what's coming in. This is what's going out. And that's how I manage it. On the right side, you probably want to know what the far right column is. Credit cards.
Yes.
So I manage my American Express. Every week, I check my daily spending to make sure I'm under budget. On a legal pad. So then, listen to this.
Yeah.
So how we make decisions, like, Jody's going in a couple weeks to San Diego. Want to know why? Because I was under budget.
Because you went to the legal pad.
Because I'm the legal
to
pad.
To the legal pad.
To the pad. I'm under budget. Now I can say you can spend up to, and that's how we manage our budgets.
So you are making a homemade Excel spreadsheet.
Yes.
Yes.
You could just get that.
Do you want Excel? I don't trust it. I have so many. My computer at home is a, because remember, I'm managing projects. I've got the movie. We've got a new movie potentially coming out. I'll have something on that next week. And then we've got the pack. I've got the radio. I've got TV. So to balance all that, my desktop.
Yeah, I get it.
I finally started using folders for each of the projects, and that doesn't help.
Yeah. I still do I still balance my checkbook.
No, right. I don't do that.
I do all that because then I know what I have left. I even prepay in my mind, like, okay, like the gas bill is due a week from now. I'm going to take it out of my account now so that when it gets I'm up to date. If I go
doing the same thing.
If I go to the Dollar Tree and spend $2, minus $2.
While she's talking, she's doing the hand motion of old fashioned checkbook. You people write in a checkbook?
Absolutely.
Wait, I
don't do that.
No, I bank online. I bank online, but I'll go into my banking account, match it up with my written little account to make sure everything matches up because I am not getting screwed. Like
so, I don't use a checkbook. I don't know the last time I wrote a check. I use Zelle ACH, or I use Bill Pay. Right, Bill Pay with PNC is great because you can if you have to write a check. Now people have to wait for it, but it's very simple to do. But the fact that everything is electronic is why I go to the legal pad.
But I don't write any checks.
That's my backup.
I write one check a month, and that is my rent.
Wait, Kathy has her hand up.
I had a question for you, though. When you said you used...
How did this become a classroom?
I have no idea. What
you said, Sam, don't talk over each other.
Oh, that's so we don't talk over each other.
Which we just
did. You're welcome, Sam. Okay, go ahead, Kathy.
You said you use folders. Folders in your computer or paper folders?
Okay, both. Great question.
Kathy, why did you
ask? So each month has a manila folder.
Of course it does.
And every paper that has to do with that month, whatever it is, whether it's a business license renewal or something, goes into the folder. So at the end of the year, when everybody else is scrambling around, you know what I do? I grab 12 folders and I go to my accountant's office.
How are you so organized with that? But
right?
Man, you're a mess here.
I'm a bit of a mess here.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's not my fault here.
You have to break.
Oh, we do. Oh, wow. It's 9:29. Guess what?
I got news.
Jenna Silla with your news next. 9:37 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you until 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. I realize that the conversation kind of took a random turn. I think I'm not even sure where the conversation Jen and Jill started last segment.
I don't think there was a beginning or an end.
Well, something about a computer, and all of a sudden now you're balancing your checkbook and I'm using a ruler. So that was my takeaway from that.
And I said, how are you so organized at home but such a mess over here?
Well, so it carries to everything. Like, so last night, so I hosted on Newsmax from 8 to 9. So I get to my car in the garage at 9:15. Took me an hour and a half to get home. So I pull in, it's 10:45. I'm going to get up, you know, in the middle of the night. And I'm starving because I went through the whole thing. I fasted and I'm like, all right, I got to eat something. Jody left me this little bit because she knew I was going to eat a lot, but she saved a piece of this tri-tip beef. It's so good. So it's super rare. I'm like, I'm not frying it up. I don't feel like eating it cold. So I just microwaved it for maybe, I don't know, 15, 20 seconds. But I then spotted the hard-boiled egg that was in the fridge. Mm-hmm. So I took that. Mm-hmm. And then we have a little thing. I am hooked on pepitas.
Oh, I love pumpkin seeds. Yeah, I like them.
They're great for gut health. I eat them every day. It's good for being regular. It's good. I know too much information. Anyway, the point is, it's good for your gut.
He's
Let's
using
say that.
A ruler to be regular. I'm doing happening. It all.
So somehow, the egg, the pepitas, and the beef end up on this small little plate. Yeah.
There were seeds.
Well, seeds are okay. It's no, the seed no, oil.
But I'm saying you had pumpkin. You forgot
pumpkin any, seeds.
There was another you forgot to mention. They were there too.
No, the pepitas. That's the thing. Oh, gotcha, that's gotcha. Yeah. So the pumpkin seeds. So the pumpkin seeds don't have salt on them, and seeds need salt. So I throw the kosher salt on that. It kind of got mixed in with some of the juice coming off the beef.
All right. Here
and
we
there
go.
I sat in front of the open fridge. Shoveling.
Standing. You were standing.
I was standing.
That's a sight.
I'm now dipping the hard-boiled egg into the beef juice, the salt, and the pumpkin seeds.
You know what you had?
It was delicious.
You had what we
It was like
call,
a casserole
it's actually,
of sorts.
You
Poor
had
man's
a,
casserole.
You had a legit thing. It's called girl dinner. I'm not kidding.
Is that
you.
What it's
you
called?
Look it up right now. Girl dinner.
Really?
And girl dinner is when you just have little bites of some stuff.
Hold on, girl.
It's almost
dinner.
Like your own tapas.
What's funny is I'm taking this as a compliment,
girl
not an
trend.
Insult. Girl,
and
oh, look at this. There's a whole book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a girl.
There are several
trend.
Books on
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And I do the same thing.
This book calls it Healthy, Fun, and Delicious.
See?
But do you stand in front of the open fridge?
It wasn't
fridge,
fun.
Julie?
Yeah. Do you stand in front of the open fridge like a lunatic? I'm like,
I don't
like,
do that.
With the light, bright, like bright fridge light. Like,
well,
in your
here's
face,
why.
Right?
Because I started eating as I was looking for more food. That's how the fridge door stays open. I'm like, I might not be done. And it's just like, and it's a lot. I'm a lot at night.
A standing charcuterie.
You're a lot
situation.
All day. Yeah.
So the problem was now I've eaten. So yeah. Now I'm like, well,
how do you go to bed?
Well, I couldn't.
I
went back and I started working on a film budget that we're working on. So I'm doing
got another legal pad.
I got
out.
My legal pad out, my ruler. And I'm like, at some point I got to go to bed. So I got to bed maybe, I don't know, 11:45. But I get up late on weekdays, like 3:45.
Oh,
and
that slacker.
four hours is fine. That's good. The challenge is going to be tonight. How do I do it? Because I have to get up at 2:45
right.
to get to New York for the show tomorrow morning.
Yeah,
but I won't get home till 10:45.
You'll be a mess, but you'll
so I've got
you'll
a four-hour window.
You'll recover.
I'll be all right. Yeah.
And he's going to just shake a tree, and hopefully some berries and nuts fall down.
That's it.
And he'll just open his mouth like a bird in a bird's nest.
I stopped eating blueberries.
Why? They're
too much sugar.
Oh, yeah. Antioxidants.
Yeah, I don't drink bourbon anymore either. I miss the bourbon. Too much sugar.
Too much
so
sugar,
I found yeah. cutting the sugar
yeah.
out, I have way more energy now.
I love blueberries.
Right? That's why I'm a little bit erratic during the show. I don't have enough sugar in me, so it's natural
well, yeah,
energy.
Your blood sugar has to be, you know, yeah. even.
I'm feeling very balanced and even right now. I really am.
And I feel great.
I feel great. anyway, we did go off the rails.
God bless you. You know, you got your thing going that you
I think if you were on the rails, we'd be worried.
Yeah.
But I would be.
I think people eat too much. I'm just going to say this. I ate, so hard-boiled egg, I think it was maybe 4 or 5 ounces of beef and a handful of the, see, I'm fine.
It's perfect. I was a good
I haven't
balance.
Had any coffee today.
You had protein.
Yeah.
You had the egg.
Yeah, and the fiber and the seeds and, right. and the gut health.
Exactly.
To so be
I
regular.
Think you had yeah, a good balance good. There.
I'm just picturing you in front of the fridge dipping it in the juice.
I told the story a few years ago when we sold our house.
Mm-hmm.
So we lived in Princeton. And we still live in Princeton, but I moved, you know, a mile and a half away. And the old house had a bay window looking out at the street.
Oh.
And you could see through the window into the kitchen.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
And we had packed up. I had already bought the house. Mm-hmm. So we were moving and we were closing on the house, I don't know, the next couple of days. All the window treatments are down.
Yeah.
So I get home late from work. I open the fridge and I realized there were no utensils.
Eh.
There was leftover spaghetti.
Oh, hands.
I pulled the thing out. And I didn't realize by opening the fridge, I now have a spotlight on me.
Of course. Of course. And I'm shining right
full
into the
display
house.
As people walked and drove by. And I'm eating the pasta with my hands.
Well, you were wearing clothes, right?
So please say that.
I was dressed, okay. Yes. I was so I was good. Conscious of making sure I was appropriately clad.
There you go.
With given that the window was open. But I wonder people walking by, like how many people decided not to move to Princeton? Like, oh, this is a bad neighborhood.
Look at this.
This is a yeah. look at this clown. Weirdo. God, they don't
look
use
at
utensils.
Spaghetti
so
into
low
pepitas.
Class. Oh my God.
I used to get so mad at my family for eating at the I'd be like, what are you, a Neanderthal eating at the counter there?
Now you do it.
Every night I come
eating
home.
Over the sink.
But
was
do you,
another
do you stand? You're standing,
yes,
right?
Yes.
I think it helps with digestion.
Amen, brother.
Right? Yeah. I mean, it may be true, maybe not true. I don't know.
That reminds me of the episode of I Love Lucy when Ricky Ricardo was standing in front of the fridge and she said, sit down. He goes, no, you stand up. The food goes straight down, doesn't have to make any turns. See?
Look at that. I channeled I Love Lucy. That is fantastic. Yeah. I don't know. It feels... I don't know why I do it. I think I'm maybe because I love to eat. Like eating is not a chore for me. I love food. I love the taste. I love it. I know I don't get to do it a lot. That's the problem. Why are you looking? You look at me like I'm crazy.
I think we need like an expert to call. I think there might be some eating disorder.
Oh, my kids are convinced I have an eating disorder. Are you kidding me? Between the ruler when Michael comes into work in my office when he's home. And the absolute eating disorder that I have. Are you kidding? I'm nuts because I read something and I'm like, well, that makes sense. So right now I am pretty much on a diet of beef, butter, cheese, raw milk.
Yeah.
And pumpkin seeds.
Next week.
Oh, and walnuts, by the way. Good for your brain.
Next week you'll have a problem with dairy. That'll be out next
year. And you know, if you heard that, like, eat one push pin per month. And it's really good. It clears out your colon.
See,
it's a push pin, and it just
see. This is what
along.
Kathy.
Like,
this is what I go through. The mockery.
That. You'd be like, okay,
it's the mockery
I'll try
that hurts.
You brought it on yourself. You realize that because you're sharing these habits. They wouldn't know. You share it, and then you've opened yourself
this
up.
This is my problem. You know what's funny? I'll forget that I shared it on the air.
Oh, 100%.
I'll think that we had this conversation off the air.
Yeah.
Like I won't remember what was on. What was on. I said it the other day. I told you, sometimes Jody will hear it because people will call her and be like, hey, I didn't realize you guys were going to San Diego next week. She's like, what? Like, or how were the pants? Did the pants fit that your husband bought
Jody,
online?
Yeah.
They're asking Jody, and she's like, and then I sometimes forget. Maybe I didn't tell her. I just talked about it. Anyway, 9:46 on New Jersey 101.5. Fast traffic, instant weather next.
Jersey News, when it matters. Breaking updates, traffic, weather, and alerts on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Supported by Hackensack Meridian Health.
All right, guys, I am Bill Spadia. Got to get out of here. I want you to have an outstanding weekend. Catch me on Newsmax tonight at 8 to 9 p.m. I'm in for Finerty again tonight, and then tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 and 7 to 10 on Sunday for Wake Up America Weekend. And then, of course, I will be back with you Monday morning at 6. Have an awesome weekend.